All right, welcome back to the deep dive, everybody. Today we are diving into something that can really make or break your mattress buying experience.
Yeah.
It's the return policy.
Mm.
Specifically, we're going to be looking at the Plank Firm Lux mattress.
Okay.
You've been doing your research on this one.
Yeah.
And before you take the plunge, it's absolutely crucial to understand.
Right.
What happens if it just doesn't work out?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
A mattress?
It's a big investment. And knowing you have options, if it's not the perfect fit,
for sure,
can really ease your mind.
For sure.
Going into it.
Okay, so let's break this policy down.
Yeah.
First off, Plank gives you 120 nights.
Okay.
To sleep on it, literally.
Wow.
That's a pretty generous trial period, right?
Definitely. 120 nights is a very generous amount of time.
Almost 4 months.
Yeah, it's almost like they're saying, go ahead, live with it for a while.
Yeah.
We're confident you'll love it.
Right. But here's the catch.
Okay.
And it's a pretty big one.
Right.
Plank doesn't do refunds.
Mm.
So if you're not happy with the mattress, you can exchange it for another Plank model.
Gotcha.
But you can't get your money back.
Interesting.
What do you make of that?
That's fascinating, isn't it? It definitely goes against the grain of what we usually see with mattress companies.
Yeah.
I wonder if this points to a high level of confidence in their products.
Yeah.
Like, they're so sure you'll find a Plank you love that they don't even offer the refund option.
Mm. That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, it's kind of like being in a high-end restaurant.
All right.
With like a prefix menu.
Okay.
You can choose a different dish.
Yeah.
If you don't like your first pick.
Yeah.
But you're still committed to having a meal there.
I like that analogy. It really captures the essence of this exchange-only policy.
Right.
It encourages you to explore their product line and find the best fit for you.
Yeah.
Even if your initial choice isn't quite right.
Right. Okay, so let's say I've slept on the Plank Firm Lux for a month.
Okay.
And my back is killing me.
Oh, no.
I want to exchange it.
All right.
What's the next step?
Well, before you hit the panic button, there's something important to note.
All right.
Plank requires you to try the mattress for at least 30 nights before you can initiate a return.
So there's a bit of a waiting period built in.
Right.
What's the rationale behind that?
It's all about letting your body adjust to a new sleep surface.
Makes sense.
It can take time for your muscles and spine to adapt.
Yeah.
So they want you to give it a fair shot before deciding it's not the right fit.
No snap judgments allowed.
Exactly.
Okay, but what happens after those 30 days? Let's say I've hit day 45 and I'm ready for a different Plank model.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Then it's time to contact Plank's customer service.
Okay.
They'll walk you through the process and help you find a suitable replacement.
Okay.
This is where knowing their different models comes in handy.
So doing your homework on their other mattresses is key here?
Absolutely. It's like going into a test drive knowing what features you're looking for in a car.
Right.
You want to be prepared to tell them what wasn't working with the Firm Lux.
Gotcha.
And what you're hoping to find in a different model.
Okay, so I've found my perfect exchange, the Plank Soft Bliss, let's say.
All right.
What happens next? Did they just magically make the swap?
Not quite magically.
Okay.
But they do handle the logistics pretty well.
Huh?
Plank actually arranges for the pickup of the original mattress.
All right.
Which is a huge relief.
Oh, for sure.
No need to wrestle with bulky packaging or figure out shipping.
Yeah, I was picturing myself trying to cram that thing back into the box it came in.
You and me both.
Yeah.
But they take care of all that.
Okay.
You might need to help repackage it a bit.
Okay.
But their customer service team will give you clear instructions.
Okay, so Plank picks up the Lux.
Yep.
But when do I get my Soft Bliss?
That's a great question.
And is there a fee for all of this?
Another great question.
All right, so we're going to dive into those details after a quick break.
Sounds good.
Stay with us. Okay, so we left off with that Plank Firm Lux being picked up.
Right.
So what's the timeline
on
actually getting that new mattress, like in my bedroom?
Well, patience is key here.
Okay.
Once Plank picks up that original mattress, they typically take about 7 to 14 business days to process everything.
So it's not an instantaneous swap.
Right. It's also not an eternity.
Not an eternity, no.
You know, it gives them time to inspect the returned mattress.
Right.
and make sure everything is in order.
And speaking of things being in order, you mentioned there might be a fee for this exchange.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
The return fee.
Yeah.
It's not always a given.
Okay.
But it's something to be aware of.
Yeah.
It can depend on a few factors like the condition of the mattress and the reason for the return.
Okay, so how do I find out if I'm on the hook for this fee?
The best approach is to be upfront
okay.
with Plank's customer service.
Right.
When you contact them to initiate the exchange,
yeah.
ask about the potential for a return fee.
Okay.
They can give you a clear idea
yeah.
based on your specific situation.
So transparency is key.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to ask those questions.
For sure.
Now let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Those situations where a return might not even be possible.
Right.
What are those deal breakers?
This is where things can get a little tricky.
Okay.
Plank has very specific conditions
yeah.
that need to be met for a return to be accepted.
Uh-huh.
For example, if the mattress is damaged
okay.
beyond normal wear and tear,
okay.
they might not take it back.
So jumping on the mattress like a trampoline
right.
is probably not a good idea.
Probably not.
Yeah.
They're looking for signs of misuse.
Right.
Or excessive damage. Things mm-hmm. that go beyond what you'd expect from normal use.
Makes sense. What else could make a mattress non-returnable?
The 120-night trial period is a hard deadline.
Right.
If you try to initiate a return after that window has closed, you're out of luck.
Time is of the essence, folks.
It is. Anything else we should know?
Keeping your order details handy is crucial. Okay. If you can't provide proof of purchase,
mm-hmm.
like your order confirmation or receipt,
okay.
they might not be able to process the return.
So don't toss those receipts.
Exactly.
They could be your ticket to a new mattress.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes.
Hit me. There's the issue of misuse.
Okay.
If the mattress hasn't been set up properly or cared for according to their guidelines,
okay.
that could also void the return policy.
So read those instructions carefully, folks.
Yeah.
They're not just there for decoration.
Right. Taking proper care of the mattress not only protects your right to return it, but it also helps extend its lifespan.
Right. It's a win-win.
It is.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of like the potential pitfalls here.
Yes.
Let's shift gears a little bit
yeah.
and talk about
okay.
some proactive steps you can take
sure.
to ensure a smooth return, just in case.
Absolutely.
What are your top tips?
I'd say the most important thing is to use a good quality mattress protector
okay.
from day one.
From day one.
Think of it like an insurance policy for your mattress.
Yeah, it prevents spill stains
yeah.
and general wear and tear.
Exactly.
It's a small investment
yeah.
for peace of mind.
Definitely.
What else?
Don't hesitate to reach out to Plank's customer service.
Okay.
If you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you navigate the process and ensure a positive experience.
So early communication is key.
Absolutely.
What else?
Make sure you understand the return fee policy
and
confirm the details with customer service.
Transparency is always appreciated.
It is.
Any last words of wisdom?
Absolutely.
Lay it on me.
When the time comes for the pickup, follow Plank's instructions carefully.
Okay.
They'll guide you on how to prepare the mattress.
Gotcha.
For a smooth and hassle-free pickup.
Great advice. Now I'm curious,
yeah.
what are your thoughts on this exchange-only policy?
It's a double-edged sword, really.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, on one hand, yeah. it limits your options.
Right.
You're stuck within the Plank ecosystem.
Yeah.
Even if you decide their mattresses aren't for you.
Right.
On the other hand,
uh-huh.
it might signal a high level of confidence in their products.
It's like they're saying, we stand behind our mattresses so much that we're betting you'll find one you love.
Right.
Even if it takes a few tries.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It also encourages customers to really explore their different models.
Uh-huh.
Which could lead to a better overall fit
right.
in the long run.
So it's a bit of a gamble, but one that could pay off with like the perfect sleep haven.
For sure.
Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive here
yeah.
into the Plank Firm Lux Mattress Return Policy.
Yes.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From the 120-night trial to that exchange-only system.
Right.
And those all-important non-returnable situations.
Yes. Very important.
Before we send you off on your, you know, mattress buying journey.
Right.
Let's distill everything down to the essentials here.
Absolutely. Let's equip our listeners with the knowledge they need to navigate this policy with confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are the top takeaways you'd want every potential Plank Firm Lux buyer
okay.
to remember?
First and foremost, remember that knowledge is power.
Okay.
Before you even click that buy button, familiarize yourself with the details of the return policy. Yeah. Don't just skim it, really understand the ins and outs.
Read between the lines, so to speak.
Exactly. Pay close attention to those non-returnable situations.
Okay. Knowing those potential pitfalls could save you a lot of hassle down the line.
And speaking of hassle,
what's
your advice on making this whole return process as smooth as possible?
I can't stress this enough.
Yeah.
Use a mattress protector.
Okay.
From day one.
Okay.
Treat that mattress like a prized possession.
Okay.
It not only protects your investment.
Right.
But also increases the likelihood of a successful return if needed.
It's a small step that can make a big difference.
Right.
What else should listeners keep in mind?
Communication is key.
Okay.
If you have any questions or encounter any hiccups along the way, don't hesitate to reach out to Plank's customer service.
Right.
They can be a valuable resource guiding you through the process and addressing any concerns.
So proactive communication is always a good strategy. Anything else?
Yes. Keep those order details safe and sound.
Okay.
That confirmation, email the receipt, any relevant documentation. Treat it like gold.
Okay.
You'll need that information to initiate a return.
And ensure a seamless experience.
It's amazing how often those seemingly unimportant documents become crucial down the line.
Yes, they do.
Any final words of wisdom?
Remember that ultimately this exchange-only policy reflects Plank's confidence in their product line.
Okay.
They're betting that you'll find a mattress you love within their collection, even if it takes a little trial and error.
Yeah.
So explore their offerings.
Right.
Consider your sleep needs and choose with confidence.
So it's a bit of a leap of faith.
It is.
But potentially a rewarding one.
Hopefully.
I think we've covered just about everything there is to know.
I think so.
About the Plank Firm Lux Mattress Return Policy.
I agree.
We hope this information empowers you to make informed decisions about your sleep and helps you on your quest for the perfect mattress.
Absolutely.
That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive into a fascinating topic.